What do they say? Cheerio and welcome, Joshua, to ye old experience share. Chip chip and cheerio, it's a whole new season of the show.
Top of the episode to you. Oh wait,
that's
Irish.
Good. Top
that's
of the Irish. Episode to you. Are they Irish?
No.
Are they English?
Well, I don't know. We haven't really gotten to the point of, like, you know, they got the Isle of Armor. Is that supposed to be other surrounding islands of the UK? This is supposed
top
to be
top of the episode
Great
to
Britain,
you, Joshua, and welcome to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Grookey.
Grookey. I linked Grookey to the pronunciation guide up here, and then neither of us
not interested
bothered to look at it.
Not interested, Joshua, and welcome to my co-host, whose real name I just said, but I will give you his Pokemon name now, too. Fjabble.
Sobble,
a.k.a. Joshua Fjellsted. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the season, Joshua. Season 8!
Gen 8. Jesus.
A.
The games that came out the year that we started this podcast, 2019.
We started the podcast before 2019.
Did we?
Didn't we? No. I guess you're right. It was when my son was born. I was like, look at all this free time I have.
Yeah, I think we did, didn't we? Oh my God. We
should. Joshua, we're contemporary now. We're on the Switch. We're trying to keep
Watch
up
out.
With all the new technology. You know, I remember when I played this game when I first bought it several years ago when it first came out in 2019. I didn't make it very far. I didn't even make it to the first gym. But I remember feeling overwhelmed by it. I remember being like, wow, there's a lot going on. There's like stickers yeah. constantly shooting at me. There's like holes with big Pokemon in them. And I remember like putting down the game back in 2019 and being like, I'm just starting on my Pokemon journey. This is okay. This feels overwhelming to me now, but I'm about to go through years of Pokemon training. And by the time I pick up this game again to record about it for my show, mm-hmm. I will have learned and understood all of these things, and it will be old and familiar to me, Joshua. It's not true.
Oh, you're
it's
still
all still crazy
scared?
Nonsense.
You're scared.
There's a lot happening in this game. I would say it's sort of a feast for the senses.
Yeah,
especially the visual one.
I would say. And I don't know if this is with all the patches that have inevitably come out since this was released, or I suppose. That I did finally get the Switch OLED version.
OLED.
In yeah. preparation
Welcome
for
the fucking future.
Tears of the Kingdom specifically. But this game looks way, way better than I remember it looking. And I have mostly played it. I have only played it rather on handheld version because I can't be bothered to figure out how to pair my Pro controllers from my old Switch to the new one.
Oh, yeah. It's incredibly easy. I play it on the TV. On my ultra-high-def 4K 60-inch
okay.
TV.
Well, I have that, and it's 65 inches, so.
And it looks like shit.
Okay, so it still does look not great on the big screen.
You can literally see, they don't even, like, try to make the tiled floor, like the ground pattern. They don't make the tiles line up. There's just a hard edge between all the, like, grass tile.
Oh, they still got that. Okay. It looks quite good on the OLED on handheld, I would say.
I know, it looks fine. That's not fair. That's not fair. Who am I to judge? Like, this is arguably their first modern gen game.
Yeah, because Let's Go was technically Gen 7, although still looked a lot more polished. But this is their first time figuring out open world.
So we can give them a little grace. And honestly, it looks great. It looks fine. The Pokemon look great. They're yeah. super detailed. Everyone looks like, I don't know, they look weird. Everyone looks weird. No one looks like a real person. The moms are all really hot. Let's talk about the game.
Okay.
This is Pokemon.
Yeah, I have some follow-up questions on that last point, but I guess I'll wait.
Pokemon Sword and Shield is what we're playing. It's on the Nintendo Switch, and maybe you've heard of it because it's pretty recent.
It's the
and
one that
finally caught up to you, and here we are. Like,
are still using.
Objects in your rearview mirror are closer than they may appear, because here we are sprinting up behind you.
People tried to keep us back. They said, you got to play all those Pokemon games in the chronological order, just like you said you would. Well, look at us.
Here we are.
You can't stop us from catching up.
Running up behind you.
Like a car coal going down a mine track. Here we come.
We are in the Galar region, which is...
Galar?
Galar?
I think it's Galar. I've always struggled with that. Here's a question for you.
Pronounce the word G-A-L-A.
Gal?
G-A-L-A.
Gala.
Gala. A gala. Galar region.
Gular. Gular. That is wrong. Somebody on the Cerebi forum.
Gular?
Said, I know it as Gular. What are you talking about?
Oh, you know it wrong, idiot.
Well, we just have to come to
Welcome
a
to the Galar region.
I like Galar. Sounds the best. So we're going with that.
It's modern tech, but no one talks. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
None of the characters have voices.
Very odd. I did most of it without sound because I had to be watching Silo, great new TV show on Apple Plus. And I kept turning the sound back on whenever they were talking because I was like, wait a second, did they add voice actors? And they didn't. But it's disconcerting that you see all the dialogue in the cutscenes when you can't even slam A to get through it. Yeah. And then they're animating the mouths. It's like, if they're not going to talk, just don't even animate the mouth.
Don't even animate
Save
the mouth for me.
Save your time for the Pokemon
also,
and the landscapes.
It's modern tech. Like, I've played games on the Switch that are bigger and more complex and better looking than this game where all the characters have full voice acting.
They even did it in Breath
like
of the Wild.
Like The Witcher 3. Yeah.
Except for Link. But yeah. Oh, yeah. Witcher 3 is on here.
And here you've given us... a bunch of people who come from the Pokemon world equivalent of England, and you've given them all silly English accents because you make them say silly English things.
Yeah, they're throwing chin wags around and loathes and mates and fucking... Somebody said, Marnie said that something was a little shirty.
A little shirty, like, that, or like goon.
Is that just
God,
like...
God, this game is so weird.
Is that like...
I think I might love it, but I think I don't know.
For shitty or is a shirty? Is that really...
Let's explain
phrase?
What happened to us this week, Joshua, before we get into our characters, before our guys. Whew. You and I played to the first gym.
Yeah.
But this is a newfangled Pokemon game where they're like, surprise, the new gym, the first gym is like 10 hours of content into the game.
It was literally 5 hours and 7 minutes for me to get from the beginning of the game to I'm done
yeah,
with Milo.
It's huge. So we decided to split it up this week. We're going to take you and our guys on a journey to the opening ceremony. In, what is that stupid city called?
Motostoke.
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 And then next week we'll be moving on to Truffield. Or Turfield.
Turfield. I hear that's where J.K. Rowling lives there.
Huh? Oh, funny.
That's
I get it.
That's a great joke.
Yeah, it took me a second because I was
Turfield.
Like, it took me a second to remember what she's canceled for, honestly. And then it like all clicked into place.
Plenty more where that came from, buddy. We're on my home turf now.
We're not going to a gym this week. We're just going to the opening ceremony. And it's honestly hours of content to even get there. We should talk about our guys.
Yeah. I'll be playing as Wellington Smith.
You have to do a British accent the entire time.
Speaking of getting canceled, I've avoided doing accents for anybody my entire life. And I know English is fair game. And I think so. But I also,
a lot of people think
result,
that it's the only acceptable racism is still just doing a really racist.
I thought
Italian
that we
accent.
Sort of, yeah, I thought Italian was okay as well.
Sure. It depends on, you know, how enlightened you are.
Well, it felt like back when I was Papa Cultura.
Yeah.
You were maybe skirting up against, like, I don't know if you can do that.
Yeah, it's not really for me to say I'm not Italian.
Right.
But go ahead, Wellington Smith.
Okay, well, but what I mean is, because I avoid them, I'm no good at accents, despite also studying the Victorian era and British history.
Yeah.
They didn't make a lot of content back then, you know?
Sorry, who didn't? The English?
Yeah, they weren't really making content.
They didn't make a lot of content in the Victorian era, you're right.
I mean, I guess materials. Which is something that...
I guess all those books I've read that were written during the Victorian
Aren't they? I guess
those don't count.
Yeah, and then the Industrial Revolution went viral. I guess they were making a lot of content, weren't they?
It's all they were doing.
Steam engine technology.
And sailing, I think.
Somebody who's very familiar with that is Wellington Smith, a wealthy industrialist who intends to build his empire of corporations and conglomerates world-spanning industries, perhaps even some exploratory and experimental investments, as a means to take on the corrupt capitalist stranglehold that Chairman Rose and his web of inferior companies and products has inflicted on the poor and filthy rich, like Wellington Smith-Smith, alike, all across Galar.
He's going to do that with Pokemon?
He's assembling a team of the greatest minds across Galar to invent their way to the top of the capitalist society.
I think that's great. I think I get a bad read on Chairman Rose. He's like,
Well, that's why Wellington's here.
Stanley Tucci's character in Hunger Games.
I'm not familiar with that franchise.
Well, let me explain it this way. Stanley Tucci's character in Hunger Games is a little like Chairman Rose from this game.
Okay. Yeah. So I can, reverse engineer what that means. I don't like, there's multiple points in this, even this short leg, the first half of this leg, where someone will say, oh, did you know that Chairman Rose controls the majority of the companies that are here in Galar?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that vibe.
You're sort of like grassrootsing it a little bit. Yeah. You've got this kind of hedge fund. You're doing some investments into these industrialists.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
It's time for a little competition for Chairman Rose. Nothing wrong with that. So Wellington Smith-Smith will be assembling the greatest, to be seen, the greatest minds who are going to innovate their way to the top of the corporate ladder. Maybe some of those schemes that they have will be harebrained, but most of them are going to be, just brilliant, brilliant ideas.
I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of industrialists you can pull together based on some of the Pokemon I've seen so far. Because mostly it's just been animals.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not a big
deal. Well, they're powering the industries.
Sure.
These Pokemon.
That's good. Can I tell you about my guy?
Yes.
He's called Drew England. He's from New England.
Oh, so you don't even have to do an English accent. You have to do the New England accent.
Which one?
Yeah. Boston, probably. That'd be a good one.
I think Drew England, like me, comes from New England and is like an ambassador to the state, to the states. I don't know if you knew this. There's 6 states in New England.
Yeah.
So I was thinking I would find a representative Pokemon from the Galar Pokedex to represent each of the great states of New England. And, I think it's going to be famous landmarks. I think it's going to be famous celebrities.
Oh.
I think it's going to be, famous dishes. And if all else fails, Drew England has Kaufman's Field Guide to the Nature of New England.
Oh, beautiful.
So if I'm ever questioning, this red fox Pokemon, for instance, Nickit,
mm-hmm.
is that something that one might encounter in New England?
You probably got foxes out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's eligible. That's on the team.
It's New England for a reason, buddy.
I think I'm going to catch as many Pokemon as I can this season, as long as they're justifiably New England Pokemon. But the goal, really, by the end of the season is to find that one iconic landmark for each of the 6 New England states. And I think along the way, I'll tell you, I don't know if you know this, but Connecticut is the gateway to New England. It's called that.
Huh.
And I'm sort of your gateway to New England. And I'll be filling in with all the facts.
Whether they asked for it or not.
Yeah. And I keep in mind, I only live in one of the states. And I've only lived here about 2 years. so I'm going to get a lot of stuff wrong. Do not email me. Do not let me know if I got something wrong about your state or if I said something offensive about it. I don't care.
It's at Green Ring on Twitter. I don't know if you already went through this, but you could also back into one of the state animals for each state. Could be final build, maybe.
Yeah, I think I've actually already locked a couple when we do get to level check. So you'll get a set, a flavor of what I'm after.
Oh, okay.
But I think there's still 4 eligible spots. A lot of room for movement in 4 of these states.
There's going to be a lot of room for movement on Wellington Smith-Smith's team. Although there's at least one that I would say is going to be a long-standing industry that he's going to be, I would presume, quite happy with the ROI that he gets out of his workers. Porn? Return on investment.
Is it the porn industry?
Well, you know, it's just kind of wealthy industrialist terms.
Wake up in Postwick.
Postwick. See, I don't even know what that was, that accent.
The one you just did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Yeah. You wake up in Postwick. You're always looking at your damn phone. That's how the game starts. You're looking at your phone. You're watching a video of Chairman Rose talking about the upcoming Pokemon, I don't know what you call it, League.
Championship. Gym Challenge.
Tour.
Yeah, it's meta. You're watching a video that looks like YouTube on your Switch that looks like a video of the video.
Then the game does a thing that it, so far, in, at least in the first couple of legs, has done a lot, which is take complete control of your Nintendo Switch from you for anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it happens all over the place. You can just be walking down the street, and all of a sudden someone will approach you and command control of your Nintendo Switch for, you know, anywhere from, I guess some of the ones that don't go to cutscenes are usually only 60 seconds.
Yeah, it's not always that they rip away the little carrot that allows you to slam A. But there's a lot of command and control. Yeah,
yeah. But you're introduced to Hop, who's this insufferable idiot. Who's your rival?
We can't be alone in this, right? Like this is the final evolution of the quote unquote rival that builds you up. Where now it's just like this supplicant, loser.
Yeah, his big brother is the champion of the region, who we've met now. He comes to our little town of Postwick, and we have to rush down to... There's some business with these Wooloos? Wooloos?
Wooloos. Yeah.
There's some business with these Wooloos, but it's not important.
One of them is bumping up against a gate trying to get in.
It's not important. We have to get down to the station. We have to go see Leon and his big Charizard.
Yeah.
So we rush down to the station. We're interrupted by Hop 5 or 6 times on the way, I think.
Yeah, he's always making us race him somewhere.
But eventually we're finally led into the starter Pokemon sort of flow with Leon, who's brought 3 of the Galar region's finest specimens.
Yes.
Drew England, being from New England and only being able to use Pokemon who kind of represent New England, obviously wasn't allowed to use the Chameleon. Not native to New England.
Sure. Although, and couldn't you
he
say
wasn't
it's
able
like
to
a
use
newt?
The
You got newts or salamander?
I looked it up. I'm very careful about this, Joshua. I looked it up on Bulbapedia, which we should talk about.
Oh.
And I looked up the trivia for each of these Pokemon to know whether or not they were eligible to me. And apparently, Inteleon. What's it called? Inceleon?
Inceleon? I think it's Inteleon.
Is based on the, like, you know, classic chameleon. So, no.
What's happening?
Justification.
What's happening with your dog back there?
Don't know.
Is that getting picked up on the recording? Okay, so you can't justify that one.
And I can't justify like a monkey holding a stick. Also not native
Definitely
to New
not.
England.
No.
So I had to go for the New England cottontail. Torchic. What's it called?
I don't know. That's what you started with.
Scorbunny. Which, of course, means that Hop took... For some reason, Grookey.
Yeah. He's such a sucker that they...
Such a little simp.
He takes the Pokemon that's weak to yours now.
Who did you end up with?
Well, Wellington Smith, you know, needs to be building out a variety of different industries. And there's a pretty big market for arms, unfortunately, here in the Industrial Revolution. So he went for Sobble. Because he knows about this type of Pokemon that as it evolves, it begins lobbing balloons of water as though they could be something equivalent to what we would maybe call a grenade. And that its final evolution, Inteleon, is a bit of a sharpshooter.
Is that true?
And so, yeah.
Okay.
That's like famously this thing with this line is that everybody's like, is anyone going to talk about how like it's, I think it's its Gigantamax move specifically is like it lines up as though it's like sniping somebody, and they were like, oh, guns are in Pokemon now.
I can't make heads or tails of this fucking thing. Sobble, or because like in the opening cutscene,
I don't
it, like is a crybaby and like runs around.
I don't know. First of all, how long I want to have like an arms related Pokemon on my team, but then also it's sexy. It's all very confusing.
They're all a little sexy. Yeah. Scorbunny grows up into something that's just a furry.
Yeah.
Just like an attractive, like lesbian, like soccer player.
I don't like. I can say that.
I'll say the entire line, the Cinderace line, pretty foot centric. I think a little too foot centric.
Yeah. It's like, you know,
it's definitely like Combusken.
It's
like,
I was about to say it's a build on that.
Yeah.
And I did run, I could not possibly think of a reason that Rillaboom is being used in a corporation, but I also did run.
I can't
run
think of a reason why it's Rillaboom being used in a game that takes place in England.
Like an escaped, you know, it escaped like the Crystal Palace,
that
like
happens
world,
a lot in England?
World exhibition. I don't know. No, it doesn't make any sense that that's one of them.
All right. So should we talk about how hot the moms are? We have to go check in with our mom real quick.
Yeah, we have
to
say goodbye before we set off.
Got our starter Pokemon. It's time to go say goodbye to mom. Have to figure out this shit with these Wooloos with Hop.
Wooloo.
New
Hoot Hoot.
They were dragged into this like fen.
Kind of a beautiful fen. Good choice of words, by the way.
Did you know that a fen is alkaline and a bog is acidic?
No, I did not know that.
Take that to the bank. That's a Joshy's Facty for you.
Bing bong.
We get dragged into this fen by Hop, and it's so foggy that we can't see. And eventually we're attacked by...
what we don't know at the time is the legendary Pokemon for our respective games.
It's like a big dog. I don't know.
They're both big dogs.
I'm playing Shield, by the way.
Oh, right. I'm playing Sword. I already
is yours holding a sword?
No, they don't. They don't have their things yet.
Okay,
yours well, doesn't
you
have a shield
things?
Either.
Doesn't mine just grow like a big shield mane, or does he hold a shield?
Oh, oops. Yeah, he grows it.
Well, whatever. I really don't care.
Yeah, you run
but
into
anyway,
this legendary dog.
I didn't fight it. Did you? You have the option. You can do whatever you want. It doesn't seem to. Nothing affects it. So
no.
I only use non offensive moves, and the fog just kept getting denser and denser.
It goes ooh, or whatever it's fucking, you know, battle
oh yeah
cry
the
is.
Music in this area is pretty weird because it's like it's like that Owl City song that was all done by dogs.
Yeah, fireflies but with dog and cat instead of human. Great,
you can
great
hear it in the background
YouTube video.
This whole slumbering weld area is this like oh woo 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 woo.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
Yeah,
but then we're sort of just we wake up in the forest and
Leon saves the Wooloo. We were in here getting this Wooloo that was entranced to come in here, and then no, and I believe nobody knows
is that dog
what
gonna eat it.
Big dog is. No, then the Charizard anyway. Doesn't eat it either. Leon's signature Pokemon is a Charizard.
Leon tells us to meet him in Motostoke because
he's going to endorse us.
He's going to endorse us.
We have to battle. And then if he sees a good battle, then he will endorse us. In Galar, you have to be endorsed by like a gym leader or some other, you know, upstanding citizen.
It's like a country club. Yeah.
And yeah, it's a very classist system. Who would have thought?
Yep.
And then you can enter the gym challenge. But first, there is a big opening ceremony, which we alluded to, and that is in Motostoke.
So we've got to get to Motostoke. There's a little town down here that we live next to called Wedgehest.
Wedgehest.
Before we can get on the train and go to Motostoke, we do have to go check in with this region's professor.
Professor Magnolia, who is not in her lab, which is beautiful,
yeah,
by the way. Oh, I guess that we should say
lab.
We meet... her assistant.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's not really around, but there's this young woman called Sonia who sort of has stepped in as the professor for this game so far.
It's fucking classic that the professor just like fucks off and then the TA has to do
TA
all the work.
In charge.
Who has Joshy's sweetie, a fresh sweetie? her Pokemon. This goes without saying. This game is so old for all of you bug catchers, but Yamper is obviously Joshi's sweetie. I mean, look at this thing. Electric corgi.
Incredibly cute. You better believe that I bent over backwards trying to figure out how to get that thing on a New England team.
Oh, yeah. But
I can't. I cannot justify a corgi or a greyhound, which apparently it evolves into.
It doesn't really fit for Wellington either, to be honest, because
that's... A corgi? Oh, no, I guess not.
Maybe no, he's trying to make money. I mean, greyhounds would be more of like a money suck. Like, that would be one of his endeavors on the side, is that he bets on dog races. But, like, I don't think... I don't really want to go the route of, like, owning, you know, stadiums and, like, dog or horse race tracks. But, like, I don't know. Maybe that'll happen at some point. He does have...
Not willing to turn down a good investment.
Some amount of income is dedicated to, you know, 5 to 10%. Can just be speculation. So,
yeah,
he might throw some bucks
that
way.
5 to 10% is for tithing, too.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. Yamper, very cute.
Yeah, I mean, straightforward.
So, while we're sitting here talking to...
Sonia,
a big rock crashes out of the sky into, like, a nearby pond, I think. And we go and get the rocks, and Sonia, like, turns it, I don't know, she does some kind of thing and turns it into a bracelet. And the bracelet lets us do something called...
Dynamax. It's a wishing star. How convenient that two of them fell right here next to two aspiring Pokemon champions.
Yep.
And Dynamaxing. Wow.
But now we have the ability to Dynamax. Confusing. Already confused. Go to the train station, and now we're first introduced to our very first wild area. After this break.
That's a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Welcome back, bug catchers. Welcome back, Joshua. Wild Cheerio. Area 1. Psych! Back to Wedgehurst Station, Joshua. What I didn't realize is
okay,
that there is a breeder here at the Wild Area 1 who will heal your Pokemon for you. I didn't realize that, so I kept going back to Wedgehurst to heal.
Oh, Jesus.
And
oh, yeah, because you've maintained not talking to everybody. That's still your thing. I forgot.
Well, let me tell you what happened once I got back to Wedgehurst. I'm not sure if you went back home, but... I got off the train and healed, and when I got back to the station, this freak show had showed up. It's a person...
That one is a lot more of a mess than mine.
It's a person with, like, board shorts and, like, a tuxedo top that are tie-dye, and there's sort of a black cravat coming out, and they're wearing, like, a, I would say, 4-foot-tall top hat that's being ringed by... little floating glowing Pokeballs.
Yeah.
And this person did nothing but harass me about something called the Armor Isles and the Armor Pass, and then made me fight a gold top Slowpoke.
Who's just chilling there.
And catch it before I could get back on the train.
Yeah. I dealt
So I'm never going back there again.
That wasn't your kind of scene.
It was a lot to take in all at once.
I just sent you a photo of the person who I met at the Wedgehurst station, who is still really not my cup of tea, I would say.
Yours is like an anime. It's like a
Hitsune.
Yeah, Hitsune. Yeah.
The hologram.
Hologram lady. Miku Hatsune.
Miku Hatsune. Yeah, definitely Lolita vibes. Big pink hair, kind of a big butterfly.
Why did we get two different people? Oh, because you go to the Isle of something else.
Isle of Armor and your Crown Tundra. At least first. I think we both get them eventually. Right? Like, that feels weird, but maybe not.
I don't know.
We haven't really, bug catchers, just as an aside, we're still mapping out what we're going to be doing with the DLCs. They will definitely be in the post game. We're not going to do them before we are done with mainland Galar. But
yeah, I think that's the only responsible thing to do. Honestly, yeah, we'll if this is the introduction, I'm not really interested in doing them at
all. It looks really scary over there. Really
wild scary. Area. Turns out that there's a breeder here who will heal your Pokemon, no questions asked. And you make it about three steps out of the train station before you're stopped by Sonya, who says, "Let me take command of your game for a minute here. I'm going to tell you about the Pokemon
Sonya
link
take
box."
The wheel.
Mm-hmm. So now you don't have to go back to a Pokemon station to move Pokemon in and out of your box. It's like, yeah, I played Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu, I know.
Yeah, they maintain that.
Which is great.
Although it's not everywhere. It is only in the... They took a pretty good, this thing worked from Let's Go, this thing didn't. You know, we fight Pokemon to capture them, thank God. Thank Arceus. And then, you know, you can't just willy-nilly swap out Pokemon except when you are in these wild areas.
It's a good thing you don't have to go back to Pokemon centers too, because they're mostly the same experience that you remember from the last games. They're a combined Pokemon Center and Pokemon Mart in one place. Mm-hmm. Now they have a little coffee shop too, where you can get little drinks, which I think they had in Alola too.
Yeah, it's like Alola, and you can also change Pokemon's names whenever you want, which is great.
Yep.
You
or can retrain their moves. They've made it all very easy, almost too easy. And then they've also continued the sort of subjugation and slavery of Rotom.
Oh, and expanded it.
And expanded it. Because, yes, you're still everyone uses an iPhone in this, except the iPhone is a Rotom.
Yeah.
In this game.
Rotoms
are just sort of like...
figured out an assembly line for it.
Yeah. And then there's a computer in every Pokemon Center that has an enslaved Rotom on top of it.
That one is enslaved. It can't move. It's stuck here. They always have this look of, you know, it doesn't look pained, but you know that mentally and emotionally it's suffering.
When you first walk in, it's sleeping. So it's clearly has needs, you know?
Right. Yeah, that is troubling. The whole Rotom thing was kind of unnecessary. I don't know why we've gone down this path.
They just expanded upon it. Yeah,
why
so
couldn't,
bizarre. Is Rose in charge of this Rotom?
I don't think that we've really gotten to the bottom of who's doing the Rotom Pokedex manufacturing.
Something feels like it's something that should be.
Because I believe the original Pokedex is a Silphco thing. And how were they not able to? I mean, I guess because they were so corrupt as an organization, we knew that they were rife for just being taken over by criminal syndicate. They couldn't ramp up production enough to turn that out. And then we got some fucker who.
It's capitalism, baby.
Chairman Rose, probably.
This is end stage capitalism.
Who just starts enslaving Rotoms.
Yeah. Wild area is pretty cool. It's pretty confusing. You walk in and there's a bunch of stickers in the lower left hand corner that keep saying Drew England, and then has a picture of me throwing a Pokeball.
Have you figured those out? Because I haven't.
Nope.
I've been ignoring
and then
them.
It says hit Y to engage with the social stuff, and I'm okay, and I do that, and I had accidentally caught a Yamper, and I realized, oh, I can't use a Yamper. So I went into the social menu trying to figure out the stickers and realized I could trade. I could do a mystery trade, and it was we'll find someone who has a Pokemon of the same sort of caliber as yours, and we'll trade Pokemon with you. That's been running for about 4 days now in the lower left-hand corner of my Switch. It says searching. Just cannot find a trade for this Yamper.
You're having a
level
tough
5
time
Yamper.
Finding somebody to take an extremely common low-level Pokemon off your hands.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem to work. And then, so I don't know what the stickers do. And then there are these little holes in the ground, these dens.
Yeah.
Gigantamax dens.
Pokemon dens.
Did you hop in there? Some of them don't have any Pokemon in it. They just give you 50 watts, a second currency, for some reason. And then
you can trade them. There will be random. I ran into a fisherwoman.
Oh, they're great. The trades are great. You can get unique balls, and you can get TRs, which is a new thing. What's the opposite of item finder, our segment item finder? What's the worst item? Because they've brought back one-time use TMs.
Well, TRs, but they have TMs as well. My introduction to the TR was the purveyor of a vintage record store in Motostoke, who was thanks for stopping by. How about this Focus Energy TR 13 or whatever it was? It's a vintage TM. I thought that was cute. It's the ones, yeah. So the TRs now are one-offs.
Reusable TMs were
And then
fun,
TMs but... are reusable. Well, I believe when you first got that concept, you complained about how that was too easy now. And now you, well, now you
it,
see.
Josh.
Yeah, no, I like the TM and TR system.
I thought it was flush. You're walking through the wild area. You're picking up TRs left and right. And you're like, holy shit! Like, I've already got 3 tri attack TRs, and then you realize that they're one time use. But I guess it's still pretty useful.
Yeah, because it's not like most of the time it's not like literally there's one. You can find them and acquire them in other ways.
There's also bigger dens with beams of light shooting out of them. For some reason.
Very subtle,
and
yeah.
Those ones give you 300 watts, but you can also jump into them. And I chose to almost every single time because you get a unique Pokemon out of it, and also you get like a shitload of items at the end.
Yeah.
And the very first time I jumped in, it was a battle with Vullaby.
Oh.
And yeah, I said, funny. It said, do you want to find some trainers to join you? I said, hell yeah, I do. And I waited there for probably about 15 minutes and no one joined.
I didn't even bother doing that. I mean, I had more experience with this game, but because you could just say no, and then it gives you like NPCs.
And then it just gives you, yeah, random.
Who are terrible.
NPCs. Yeah, like some of them will be like, you know, it'll be Vullaby and someone will come in with a Yamper and then they'll just use Quick Attack. And it's like, use your fucking electricity moves,
yeah.
You stupid idiot. I guess I'll be the one to Gigantamax. And then they make you do this thing so you can make any Pokemon be Dynamax with your Dynamax bracelet or Gigantamax or whatever it's called.
It's Dynamax. Gigantamax is something else, Tanner.
And every single time it takes so... It makes you watch the complete animation every single time of yourself pulling your Pokemon back into your Pokeball, turning around, making the Pokeball bigger somehow, throwing it over your head like a beach ball. And then your Pokemon pops out of it and is huge. I don't know who's making that technology.
Frankly, confounding technology that Wellington Smith would love to get his hands on.
And then once you beat the Pokemon with the help of all these other fucking knuckleheads.
Yeah.
You have the option to throw a giant Pokeball at it yourself and catch it. Are the Dynamax Pokemon surely are stronger somehow, right?
The ones that you catch in the dens?
Yeah.
I think they are likelier to have better abilities, hidden abilities, that kind of thing.
Got it.
Probably better IVs. I didn't really look into it.
And then you're out. And then you're just out. And you either have that Pokemon or you don't have to catch it if you don't want to.
No.
And then there's no more berries or there's no more candies in this game. So we can't grind up our Pokemon and send them off to Professor
Thank
Oak.
Thank God. They ended that practice. There's still some questionable things with the Rotoms, but they have ended the practice here in Galar of... sending your Pokemon to a professor who grinds them up to create an exquisite menagerie of spices and meats and other kind of delights. Like
How do you professor feel about Oak. This?
Bisharp strutting
this is something
up to
I encountered in Wild Area 1.
A Bisharp that looks like human man sized strutting
did
up
you,
to
did
you.
Did we know that Bisharp is human man sized? Because
well,
I encountered
sure
one.
We could have figured
They're just
that
now
out.
In the overworld. So one of the other things in the overworld of the wild areas is these Pokemon who are like way too high leveled for you. And you're not allowed to catch them because you don't have the right like badges yet.
Right. But you could still go up to them and try to fight them. And
sure.
It's probably not going to work out.
So this Bisharp is my size and could like really do a number on me. I'm not saying I'm feeling the siren call.
Yeah.
But this is the first episode of the season, and I don't want to get dragged down this early in the season. But when I
Give
saw that big
shot.
Bisharp, I was like, Jesus Christ. And then the other thing you can kind of encounter out here in the wild area is berry trees.
Yeah, which you shake.
And let's get down to business, Joshua. Let's talk about our berry shake record. Because you can shake the tree over and over again.
I wasn't prepared for that.
And berries keep falling out. Well, you better go check.
Where can you find a record?
You just have to keep track of it yourself. Like, I carry a little notebook with me.
Okay. Well, I think mine was like 8, if I remember.
I'm going to capture that as your...
But there's 8. Nowhere in the game that is tracking that, right?
No. So what you do is you shake a tree and a bunch of berries fall out. And you shake it again and a bunch more berries fall out. And if you keep shaking, eventually a Pokemon will fall out. Almost definitely a squirrel Pokemon. What are they called?
Scorvet or something. It looks like somebody just like slammed their hands onto a keyboard.
Yeah. Scovet. Yeah, I don't know what its name is. But in the meantime, you can try to really drum up a lot of berries. And my berry shake record is 12 shakes. I mean, sorry, 12 berries.
Well, nice. I mean, based on your record in particular last season, I don't really know how I could trust you. That you can't just... There's no way of proving this. You just make it up. 12? Why not?
I took a screenshot of it, Josh.
Oh, you have the receipts. Trying to avoid being Mayor Cheat this early on in the season. I forgot that it even, like... It tells you.
I'll have to find the screenshot. Maybe I didn't take a screenshot of it.
Mm, interesting.
Oh.
Oh, you're counting things. You're not counting like how many rounds of shakes you did.
No, I'm counting how many things you get. Can get to fall out of the tree. Yeah, okay. I'm on 12 berries. And you're on 8. Sorry.
Well, okay. You suck at shaking trees. Well, interesting that, you know, you didn't tell me that you were doing this segment at all. So I'm completely ambushed.
A completely impractical city. What's
wrong with Motostoke?
The entire bottom half of the city is locked off from the top half of the city by a wildly impractical elevator. That's all moving parts. Must break down constantly. The platform can only Pokemon hold 4 people.
They got some Pokemon in there dealing with that.
It's a nightmare of a city. Industrial nightmare.
Smith liked it.
There's a man here who is my trainer Danger called Ball Guy, who Josh didn't even Josh,
no.
In our notes, Bug Catchers, Josh wrote, do we like Ball Guy or is he a danger? And I can't believe that's even a question, Josh.
Well, he's got a good attitude. He's you eventually get a friend ball from him because he's
John Wayne Gacy used to dress up like a clown, right?
Yeah. So you,
I hate Ball Guy.
You
I
got
think
a really bad vibe.
One of the worst Ball things Guy. That's ever happened to Pokemon.
He's just giving out his balls to people.
Ooh, he's a nightmare, Joshua. He's a living nightmare. He's got a Pokemon ball for a head. He's got a big, weird face.
Yeah.
His skin is bleach white. I think he's a nightmare. He's
Well,
I don't
he's just trying to make a living just everybody else,
Then
he
head
has
into...
to be this horrific mascot to put food on the table for his family. Did you ever think about that?
We head into the Pokemon... What is... I don't even know what the name of this place was. There's a big arena here in Motostoke. But we're not fighting there. It's just the place of the opening ceremony.
No, it's just one of their... I mean, there's a gym. It's the gym. It's just... They're all stadiums here.
It's the gym, but it's not the gym.
We're not doing it yet. This is the opening ceremony for the upcoming gym challenge that we will be able to participate in.
Yeah, it's a cotillion. Leon, introduces us, and it turns out that Chairman Rose
Wait a second.
What?
We had to stay at the hotel the night before this. We have to talk about the scene
the
at this hotel. How are you skipping over this?
Enter Motostoke, and you approach the stadium, and you're finally, the opening ceremony. And they're no, not really. We've found
it's
a way to gate
day.
Off the opening ceremony. You do meet a bad guy, someone who's clearly a bad guy, who they've named Batty. Good job, Pokemon Company. This purple person in the purple coat and the blonde curly hair.
What? I didn't.
You don't have Batty.
This person.
There's the who's. Did you met someone who was the chairman's pick?
Oh. Yeah. The person in all purple. Okay. Yeah. Now I get it.
With the blonde hair.
Yeah.
Their name is Batty.
It's B. Isn't it Beedy? Why? It's B-E-D-E. You think that's Batty? How is that Batty?
Betty.
I mean, I don't pronounce everything right, but sometimes I just don't even know where you get to this conclusion.
Then you get to pick your number, Drew England, double
anyway,
zeros.
She's got a fucking bad attitude.
She does have a bad attitude.
Yeah, I'll just call her Batty. You're right. She thinks she's so much better than you just because she's
the chairman
she's
picker.
The chairman's
who the fuck is Chairman
this fucking
Rose?
Corrupt
I don't even know
fat
who this guy
cat
is. Drew England, double zeros, best number in basketball. Surely the best number in.
Oh
Pokemon.
Yeah, you get your number. For your uniform, which
your jersey,
Wellington Smith went for 37.
Why?
It's the year that Queen Victoria was coronated.
Joshua, that's it. Then we
1837.
Then we're sent back to. We can't just go to the opening ceremony. Now.
You gotta
have to
take
go
a load
a
off,
cutscenes.
And they
so
set
go
you
the,
up at a hotel near
the Badu
stadium.
The Badu Inn.
Yeah, it's cute.
In the lobby of the Badu Inn, we're introduced to some of the lore of the game. There was a great hero.
Very lightly. Although I will say, I like how they dole out the lore. It's very slow.
It wasn't a Pokemon who saved the Galar region this time. It was a hero.
Don't ram it down our throats.
Knight.
Yeah. who and then, needed a sword and a shield, wink, in order to save the region from like the darkest day. And, you know, we'll get into that in the next episode. We're not going to go down that dark.
And then we're introduced to our bad guy team, who are called Team Yell. And honestly, I love them.
I love Team Yell. Now, I'm not going to say quite yet that Team Rocket is being unseated, but Team Yell is fucking straightforward.
They're just hooligans. In the same way. They're like soccer hooligans, except yeah, they're all fans of this other trainer called Marnie. Like, apologizes like a on punk, their behalf.
Punk singer? Is she a singer?
I don't know, but they're all sort of punky.
Yeah,
they've like got vuvuzelas.
Like, yeah, that was trying to remember. I was like, oh, yeah, was that hot this year? I feel like it was still a few years before this, and it wasn't really hot anymore. But
I think it was the 2018 World Cup.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Everyone was going nuts.
So that's funny.
Vuvuzelas.
So all the boy-coded Team Yell characters have vuvuzelas. Vuvuzelas? Yeah. And then
don't make me pronounce it.
Yeah, I don't want to say it again. And then the girlies have... They had, like, magazines. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I didn't really get it.
Or some kind of a booklet?
I think maybe it's, like, a celebrator. I don't know. Maybe it makes
sense. Yeah, noise. Fan. Maybe that's it. But they were putting them up after they get defeated by us because they were making a ruckus and, like, holding up the check-in at this hotel.
Yeah,
and
then most of them use these really great new Galler Zigzagoons who look like Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Who we saw in Go.
They got a good look. This Team Yell, and I like they are just like rowdy, like groupies and hooligans for Marnie.
I love them.
Fine.
The next day we go back and we go through the opening ceremony. We get our jersey. We go step out onto the pitch for the first time.
Chairman Rose introduces everybody.
Yeah.
You get to see all the gym leaders. They all got wild outfits.
Yep. I don't know.
And we're blessed and we can move forward with our challenge.
Yeah, and then next week we'll head on to the first gym. But meanwhile, let's talk about the mon we picked up along the way. I guess we won't do levels because we're not taking on a gym, but we'll call it level check anyway.
Yeah, it's still a level check. A level check. How about Drew England? Because I opened up this pit with my character. So
Let me start with the two who I suspect may already be locked.
Wow.
The first is Clamshack, representing the great state of Maine, vacation land, as it's called. And one of our favorite places to vacation, the Green Rings.
Oh, wow.
And one of our favorite places to go is the Clamshack in Kennebunkport, Maine, home of Maine's best lobster roll, in my opinion.
Okay. I was going to say,
saying a lot because it's Maine.
Your opinion, or is that what they put on the window or whatever?
I think it's the best lobster roll in Maine, and I've had a lot of lobster rolls in Maine.
Wow.
So if you're ever in Kennebunkport,
endorsed.
You know, if you're like a Bush, for instance, who vacation, their summer home is in
Kennebunkport. A Bush or a Green Ring, yeah.
Yep. Then you can go pick up a Clamshack lobster roll. You will not regret it. Corfish, Clamshack, representing the great state of Maine.
Makes sense. Makes sense to me.
For Rhode Island, we have Dottler, caught as a blippy bug, but evolved into a Dottler.
Yeah.
Called Big Blue Bug. And this one's going to need some explanation, I think.
Yeah, I would have some questions.
Rhode Island's not famous for a lot, because I don't know if you know a lot about Rhode Island, but it's incredibly small.
Used to call it Rhode Wildsland when I went out there to visit my friend at Brown University.
There's a few cities. One of them is called Providence. I've been there many times.
Providence, I have been to many times as well.
And the only thing about Providence, Rhode Island, and I think Rhode Island in general, is that there's a big blue bug you can see from the highway.
Okay. I've been there a bunch of times. I don't remember this.
It's called Nibbles Woodaway. It's very famous. It's on I-95 headed into Providence, Rhode Island. And it's claims to be the world's largest artificial bug.
Oh, God. I did see this.
But it's a big blue bug, and it's a famous landmark in Providence, Rhode Island. And that's Dottler on my team.
Yeah. One of the things bug catchers, speaking of, for those of you who aren't experienced with the Northeast, I guess this is a thing across the whole country, but it's like Long Island's got the biggest duck, isn't it? Or is that Connecticut? No, I think it's Long Island.
Honestly, the most famous thing I can think of to come out of Rhode Island, other than the university, but who cares about that? And what am I going to do, like find some idiot in like a tweed jacket to be my Pokemon for Rhode Island? No. It's going to be this big blue
bug. You put one on Bisharp.
then Hachimachi. Massachusetts has like a stand-in right now named Northern Rock, who's a binacle, level 20. Oh, sorry, no, we're not doing levels. I don't know how to feel about this, but barnacles
are all over. I can't
believe
you are dealing with a binacle.
I don't really bring it out that much. I don't like to look at it or think about it.
I wouldn't. I think you could do better than that for Massachusetts, I hope.
There's a pool of New England, you know, non-affiliated New England Pokemon that I think Binacle's going to end up back in before too long.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut, the New England Cottontail, Raboot.
Raboot.
And okay. I love...
Is that Connecticut's state Scorbunny. Animal? Or that's
Scorbunny
just...
was great. No. No, let me tell you about... You want to know about the New England cottontail? I'll tell you all about it. It's a breed of the cottontail that's endemic to New England and has actually been forced out of many of its original habitats along the coast of New England and has fled inward to the great state of Connecticut.
I see.
So Connecticut is the only place that New England cottontails still thrive.
Oh, wow.
Which is why it's the representative of Connecticut.
That's why they call it the gateway to New England.
Vermont, we have Snapping Turt, the Chootle. Snapping turtles are all over the place up here. One time there was one in my neighbor's backyard. We were all terrified to approach it.
Oh, yeah, because you got that water feature.
I think they can, like, break your arm.
Really?
They're pretty strong.
We're going to need some turt facts.
And then New Hampshire, Spring Sally, Spring Salamander.
Oh, so you do have a salamander. Okay. So it's like, that feels like something that's definitely living up there.
Level 14. I turned to my wife when I got the Slowpoke and I said, we don't have hippopotamuses in New England, do we? And she said, I don't think so. I think those are in Africa.
Not sure.
So I went and looked them up on Bulbapedia, and it turns out that Slowpoke is a salamander, not a hippopotamus.
Oh, that's news to me, actually.
And we have those
pretty
here.
Big salamander.
We have those in New England. So that's I've the squad them. For now.
Okay.
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, that's pretty clean. I mean, a couple of states, you know, if I were from Massachusetts, I would probably have a problem being represented by Binacle.
Well, as soon as I catch a Dunkin' Donut, I'll put it on the team.
Find a Pokemon that looks like Ben Affleck. And
yeah.
Fine.
Joshua, that's Drew England. Tell me all about Wellington Smith-Smith's team.
Yes, call me Wellington Smith-Smith. I told you he's building out this empire of industrial corporations. And he's starting from the bottom with Sobble. Who's Galton? Do you want me to rattle off the, you know, who the origins are for these? I have the facts. I won't go too deep into it.
Can you do it briefly?
Galton is named after Samuel John Galton Jr., who was an English arms manufacturer. That's a Quaker. There is this weird thing where a lot of Quakers in the 19th century were actually involved with a lot of capitalist endeavors.
Oh, yeah.
And they run the gambit from arms manufacturing there. And then I'll tee up another one, which I wanted to reveal later, but it is related to this Quaker thing. Cadbury, the Togepi.
Yeah, there was a Togepi in one of these Gigantamax dens.
Chocolate. So Cadbury, John Cadbury was a Quaker as well. And he started off selling tea, coffee, and chocolate. Hot chocolate originally.
Had it.
And
had it
Togepi
as recently
is
as
an
weekend.
Egg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great chocolate, if you get it, not the ones that are made here in America, because that chocolate is imported from Hershey and it sucks. Shilabeer, Mudbray. So Shilabeer is the designer of the horse bus, aka stagecoach, because we will be building out a series of
horse buses.
Omnibuses is what it became. And several horses could pull up to 8 to 12 people in a fucking stagecoach. And so we're going to
several horses?
Yeah, like... Four horses could do that. Can you imagine how much horsepower
like
is in there?
Two people to one horse. It doesn't seem that good. I guess it's a 100% improvement on one person per horse.
Yeah.
So.
The smaller ones are just two. I mean, that's the stagecoach that most of us are familiar with, you know? And another line of income will be coming from Pearson, the Bunnelby, which is named in honor of Charles Pearson, who was the champion of the Metropolitan Railway, which became... the tube. So they'll be building out our railway across the rest of Galar.
Okay.
That's digging nice. It.
What a service.
Bunnelby.
You're getting, real Elon Musk.
Getting its ears dirty,
digging
I guess.
Tunnels everywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, this is before it gets all corrupt.
Making
We're taking on the
illicit
corrupt empire.
Substances.
And because we do have quite a bit of money that is being invested in all of these endeavors, and we need to make sure that we get to see our investments come to fruition and get some money out of them, we have Sir Peel, the Rookidee, who will be representing our private security.
That's great.
Our executives.
I think Rookidee, I think that entire line looks incredible, especially Corviknight.
Yeah, I weirdly did not run Corviknight. I think I was like bucking the trend where it was like, as soon as this came out, everyone was obsessed with Corviknight. And so,
well, it's hard not to be. It looks great.
Yeah. So I'm going to do it this time.
Here's a New England fact for you that I learned while I was looking up whether or not I could run a Corviknight.
Okay.
Technically I can. We have ravens and we have crows.
Oh, cause it's a Corvid. Yeah.
The family. Do you want to know something about ravens and crows?
Yeah. I love ravens and crows. Actually, I am not even joking.
You did the same fucking thing.
Well, yeah, I think so. I think we call them crows, but like, it's literally, isn't that it?
Ravens in the UK? I went to look up ravens and crows, and the raven Wikipedia page says, oh, they're just crows.
Yeah, it's just a better name for crow. Like, the name crow can eat crow. Like, raven is a great name, you know?
And then I realized, Joshua, I knew I could run a raven, but I knew that there was a mid-Atlantic state just south of here, a filthy state. Maryland, who's much more famous for...
Whoa.
What?
What's wrong? You're just coming out swinging for Maryland?
Yeah, it's not New England.
Okay. Oh. Any of the provinces beyond New England. Filth.
Yeah, just like wild country as far as I'm concerned.
But where do you carve out, is New York? Do we get anything or we're not? You're not going to throw us in? Northeast.
I guess I catch flights there every now and then, you know?
Yeah. This dirtbag town. Yeah.
But yeah, Baltimore has ravens. I can't take that.
Oh, that's great, because I'm very impressed that somehow all of our Pokemon are different so far. Bugcatchers, yeah. We didn't coordinate any of our character information. We just happened to land that way, which is pretty good.
No overlap and completely different characters. What a boon. Joshua, we should get out of here. Let's come back next week. Let's head to...
Turfield, home of J.K.
Stadium.
Rowling. Yeah. And Milo, the grass gym type leader.
Yeah, just kind of a big lovable oaf. Bugcatchers, thank you for joining us. My name is Ben Greenkey, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Fiable. This has been Experience Shared's Pokemon Podcast. Please do rate and review the show everywhere that you rate and review shows, and do follow the show everywhere that you follow shows, and do follow us at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram.
And that is where you can find our schedule for the rest of the season. As far as we know it, at least.
Yep. We're also taking screenshots of all this shit we're talking about, so we'll share that some of that stuff out, too.
Yeah, and you will be able to find many of our references, the visual references to what we're talking about on this podcast, on those social channels. And you can also participate in the Trainer of the Week, which is the level check for Bugcatchers, which is exclusively on the subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, and curated by our friend of the pod and in real life, Mike Levine. So you post your level check every week, and depending on upvotes, you will be able to take us on at the end of the season, and we will be taking on the previous winner of the past season in an upcoming episode. And you can also buy some merch.
Yes.
At our website, expsharepod.com, or
just put up a bunch of new merch.
bit.ly/expsharemerch. And we have sweet new merch. So go and check it out.
Go check it out. Joshua, I think that's it for us. Let's head out. Let's say goodbye to the Bugcatchers. We've already done all that. Joshua, Bugcatchers, Alola.
Alola. I'll smell you later.